Loud and clear. Okay, this morning we've got something different, and I trust that you'll be able to stay with me. You know, something from the Bible is generally very, very, very difficult, isn't it? Something. But listen, how many of you know the verse from I think it's the Gospel of John? It comes out, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Yeah, put your hand up if you know that verse. Not everybody knows it. How many knows what it means? Oh, what? Couple do. Disciples didn't. Amazing, isn't it? Jesus did say that, and it was just after the disciples that are having a lot of trouble. Jesus said, "I'm going away." And they weren't very thrilled with his suggestion that he was going away somewhere. So Jesus discussed with them, he told them that he was going away, that in the Father had many mansions, and he was going away to prepare a place for them. And then he quoted this verse that he was going away, and they couldn't understand it. So what did he mean when he said, "I am the way"? What do you think he meant? Did he mean he was talking about just himself? Was he talking about something more than that? Thanks. He was talking about something altogether more. Thomas was having a whole lot of trouble. He had trouble by saying, "Well, we don't know where you're going." That's a good start. Didn't know where he was going at all, much less to know the way. And this is important because next week, God willing, we're going to talk about heaven. In fact, if you're here, we're going to go there. And we can do that because the Apostle John went. And if you read the Revelation, you'll find out that when he was taken there, the first thing that God said to him, not the angels, but God said to him, "What you see, write it down. What you hear, record it. Everything. What you speak about, what you go through, reveal it. Write it all down." So we have all about the temple in heaven. We have all about the streets of gold. We have them there because John has seen them. And so this morning we want to go on this journey down this road of "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And this is the important part of it. Jesus had just discussed with his disciples that he was going to go back to heaven. And then all of a sudden, he says, "Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake." For the very work's sake is the important part. The gospel of Jesus Christ that he had come to present was now on the line. The disciples were saying, we don't understand this. We don't know what you're talking about. We don't know where you're going. And we certainly don't know the way to follow you. And Jesus is trying to express now to them, this gospel, the one that I have brought for 3 years, is on the line. Are you going to carry it on? And friends, for you and I, we are to receive the same threat. Are we going to keep the gospel going or not? Now we can learn this morning from some of the things that Jesus says, that we have to hear the gospel message. It's no good coming to church at all and just listening to the Bible. It's no good just going home and doing nothing about it. You have to read this book. It is the truth, and we'll come to that a little bit later. We need to be in communications with God. That's important. And Jesus said, the work's sake. It's all about what Jesus has started. You and I can drop it and lose it and let everyone else go to hell. Or we can open up our hearts and let God use us. Thanks, Karen. Take a good look at this. Here's a verse of scripture that should trouble you. It troubles me. It's one that I have carried for a long time. And I have read it, recited it, prayed about it. Jesus said to his disciples, get off your butt, go out and do the things that I did, and greater things will you do, because I have to go back to the Father. Does that mean anything to us today? You look a little bit dumb about it all. Verily, verily, I say to you, believe on me. The works that I have done, you are to go out and do them. And greater works will you do. If we don't, the gospel will die the way it is dying today. Go into the history. Find out. Churches are being sold off. People are leaving. Read the scriptures in Matthew, where Jesus said in the last days, people depart from the faith. People will leave the faith. Why? Because the church is dying. Church is dying because we sit in the pews or chairs through the week. Do we pray for our neighbours? Do we reach out to them? Thanks, Karen. It's important. You know, what kind of faith do we have in the Lord Jesus Christ? This is something for you to read and perhaps take away from you today. Did you know there are 37 million Christian churches, Protestant ones, in the world today, all having congregations in them? And we are one of them. We are one of 37 million of them. But look at the next number. There are 35,000 different denominations. 34,000 different denominations. 34,000 people have come along and said, I don't like the church, I'll go and start another one. God said, I will build my church, one church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. What did he mean? What did Jesus mean by that? Those who have my commandments and keep them, Jesus said, all those who've got my commandments, it is that those people who love me that will be loved by my Father. And I will love them. And Jesus says, I will manifest myself to them. Think carefully now. Does Jesus manifest himself to you? In your Christian life, does Jesus manifest himself to you? You say, no, I'm a Christian. God wants to use mankind. He wants to use men. He wants to use women. He wants to use us. It doesn't matter how old you are. I'm 25. I was 25. I have dreams just like you, and I have a song that I learned many, many years ago. I'm not going to sing it to you, but I learned it many years ago. I asked Russell the other day whether he knew it, and he shook his head a little bit. He may do when I read the words out. It's a song that I just love, this song, and I can dream about it when I sing it at home. I can play it, I can sing it, so this is how it goes. My God and I go through the fields together. We walk, we talk, as good friends should and do. We clasp our hands, and our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadow hue. He tells me of the years that went before me, when heavenly plans were made for me to be. when all was but a dream of dim conception, to come to life, earth's verdant glory see. My God, I know you go through A together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. This earth will pass and with its common trifles, but God and I go on unendingly. That's the way I want to live my life with Christ. I want my life to go on and on unendingly. I guess most of you have heard that song. It's not sung too much these days, but it says, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of our God. And he will teach us of his ways. That's what God wants to do. He wants to minister to us as individuals. Friends, we need as individuals to be part of the kingdom of God, part of servants, servants in his vineyard. We don't like that. I'm not a servant. I don't want to humble myself and get down to that. I'm up here. He wants us to be laborers for him. Why did he tell so many parables about servants in the vineyard and laborers out working for the master? And we sort of back off and say, well, we're enjoying a Christian life. We'll go here, we'll go there, and we'll do that. Well, look what the Bible says. By this we will know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar. That's the way God looks at it. We are not keeping his commandments, we are not doing what he wants us to do. The truth is not in us, but whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. God wrote all this. It's about a positive Christianity, about a working Christianity, about us being a light that shines on a hilltop, about us shining for Jesus, about us being something in the kingdom of God, about us living the life, not saying we're Christians, but living the Christian life and moving on in that particular way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Why? So that you and I could be saved. So that you and I could go to heaven. Just so that you and I could say, we are Christian. Not really. Not really. It's about Jesus telling us that the first step, the very first step of being a Christian and being able to come and gather in this way is to love the Lord your God with all your heart. Don't say it's Old Testament. Jesus told us this. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all the strength that you have, and love your neighbor as yourself. That was part of God's command, isn't it? It's his command to us and to all those that follow him. It's important that we obey his commandments. We don't like obeying things. We're human beings that don't like to be told what to do. If you notice a few little nods, but it's true. We don't like to be told what to do. We don't like to be told where to go. We don't like to be told to pray all the time. It's important that we communicate with God. God wants us to have a personal relationship with him, so that the song might be something away in the distance, but it's something that we can walk with God and talk with him and pick up his word, and he will talk to us. He will talk to us also right through the mind. Help us in times, just as he did to our brother along the way, a warning on the way that we could. Thanks, Karen. It's important to know the Lord Jesus Christ personally and have a personal relationship with him. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth. What truth was he talking about? What did he have? A little book called the Bible. It's got another name, the Word of God. That's important for us. Thanks, Karen. Move on to the Word of God, the Scriptures, the ministry that we have from him to us. Jesus said, I am the truth, and everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And if you're not reading this word, you won't hear from God. The question has been asked over and over again in churches just in the last few months. How many people read the Bible every day? And people are not willing to put their hands up on a question like that. But how many people read the Word of God every day? How many people would read it more than once a day? Just to learn from God. Just to hear from God. We're Christians. Do we want to hear from him? And unless you read the Word, you won't hear from God. And that's important for us, because all the Scripture, all the Bible inside, is inspired by God. God gave it to the men. God told them what to write. And it's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man and the woman and the women of God may be, what?
Perfect.
How do you become perfect? By hearing from God. How do you hear from God? Read his word. Read his word and pray. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Thanks, Karen. We move on and just hear what God's got to say for us. Look at this. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with long-suffering and doctrine. Doesn't matter whether you're young. Doesn't matter whether you're a lady. Doesn't matter whether you're a preacher. Doesn't matter whether you're fooling on the island. Doesn't matter if you're Brian, if you're Matt either. Matt happened to pop in there. That's only because I don't have pictures of all of you. Otherwise, I might have put all of you up there to see that. Now it's important to know him, to keep his commandments, and to obey him and do what he calls us to do. If we love him with all of our hearts and our soul, then we'll follow him and we'll serve him. God wants us to reach out to people. You know, sometimes I've seen it down through my lifetime. People come into church. They like what they see. Like the people. They sit down. They join the organization. Not the church, Church of God, but they join the organization. Become part of it. And never really get the feel of a change of heart, change of life. I was only young when I, in a Baptist church in a little country town called Parks, way out west, Masonic Hall, because they hadn't got a church then. But when the gospel was given, I went forward. And on my knees and in tears, I made my way to the foot of the cross to find Jesus. By God's grace, from about the about 11 years of age, I followed God and he's kept me all that way till I'm 86. I thank God for his love, for his way, for keeping us. Thanks, Karen. Today the Bible tells us the time will come, and it's coming in our generation, where men, young people, will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall turn to fables or false teaching. Jesus said, I am the truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And only by reading God's word will we be able to stick to the way of the cross, stick to the way that Jesus has taught us to go. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and with doctrine. And God calls us all of us to do just that. Jesus is the life. This is important. I think there was a chorus that said once, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said. And the way, without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. And that's what God wants us to have, is life in him. We go on and read here, the scripture says, and this is the record that God has given us, eternal life. All of us, life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has not life. These things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Do we know we have eternal life? Next week we're going to talk about heaven. Now we're going there. It's important to know that if we were to die today, that we would move from this world to the next, and it would be into the presence of our God. And that's important. It's that you may know that you have eternal life. It's not about knowing that you might live till you're 90 or live till you're 88 or something. It's not a matter about knowing that. It's about knowing that when you step out of this life into the next, that you step into the presence of the Almighty God. And that's what's important today. Jesus said that we are to follow him. It's a journey. We follow with him. Let's move on to what our friend Paul said. He was an old man, we know that. He was in a jail in Rome. He did have a couple of disciples of his that used to help to write with him. He wasn't seeing too well. And this is what he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Crucified with Christ. Have you ever read what happened to him? The things that he went through? The suffering he had? The troubles he had? And if you look at Revelation 1 and you look at all the churches that he started, and they're all going bad. How would he feel, poor old Paul? If he said, I'm crucified with Christ, yet I, not I, but Christ that lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It wasn't easy. He was living by the faith in the Son of God. It's about a relationship with God. It's about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about you being able to communicate with God. It's about you being able to walk with God. It's about you being able to live in Christ Jesus and allow him to live his life through you. That's what Christianity is all about. Thanks, Karen. Karen. Have you heard this verse? It comes from the Old Testament. And now, O church, what does the Lord your God require of you? To fear the Lord your God, walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul. Oh, I know it says Israel when you read it. But today we are the Church of Jesus Christ. And we are called upon to serve him today, tomorrow, and into eternity. If we don't do it, who will? Who is going to look after Wauchope? Who's going to look after Port Macquarie? Who's going to be a witness and a testimony? We're going to say, we're all right. We're in church. We'll come again next week. That's what Christians are like today. I know, I've been around for a fair while. Let's run with the last little picture. As a Christian church, where are we going? It talks to us in the Old Testament about where we're going. It's all in Proverbs. It says, my son. God's saying this, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days, long life and peace shall I add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck, write them upon the tablet of your heart, and so shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. That's an individual message given in Proverbs, not just to the Old Testament, but to every single one of us today. If we want good understanding and a good relationship with God, if we want a good standard, be of a good standard in the sight of God and man, then we must trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding, which is what we often do, isn't it? One verse of scripture as we close. Have another slide, I think, that will come up. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land and will heal us. This is the truth, my friend. There is a Lamb's Book of Life that is held in heaven. One day the scripture tells us in Revelation that that book will be opened by the Lord Jesus Christ. And if your name is not written in that book, there is no way that you will step inside the kingdom of God. It's your decision. It's your choice. You must decide to love God with all your heart and want to serve him here on earth and be part of the kingdom of God on earth here and work together. As a church, we can win souls. As a group of people, we can reach out to others. We are to pray about it, think about it, and remember that if we don't, who will? Father, we give you thanks for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your patience with us. We thank you, Lord, that you desire to work in our hearts and in our lives. Go with us today as we go out into this world. Help us to read your word. Help us to pray. Help us to seek your face. Help us to know your plan and purpose for each individual life. And put your blessing upon this entire church today. And minister to our pastor Tony in the USA today. Bless each one, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.